KZST, Santa Rosa.
Have you got a pencil or a pen? Write this down. 1-888-633-5452. 1-888-6-DELILAH. That's the direct line into my studio if you need to make a request or a dedication for that someone special tonight.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. Why'd you have to leave so soon? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. How do I breathe without you? I'm feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you again. See you again.
Sherry, hi. Welcome to the Delilah Show. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm kind of just having a really sad night tonight. And, you know, I'm divorced, and my ex-husband doesn't see his kids that much anymore because he can't drive. He had two DUIs, one of them with my kids in the car. And he came down to see them tonight and got mad and walked out on my kids. And I just wonder if you could play something for me and my kids.
I can. But here's what I'm going to say to you. Don't take your children to a dry well expecting them to get water. Because they're going to be hurt and you're going to be the one standing there trying to figure out what to say and do now because they're thirsty and they're hungering for that love and affection and the well is dry. And you know that.
Yep, that's true.
It's a hard thing to do, to learn to love somebody in a way that you don't let their addictions hurt you. But when you can get to a point where you accept that they're an alcoholic or an addict or a gambling addict or whatever the addiction is, and you can recognize that they're not healthy to be in a relationship with, but they still have good qualities. There's still things about them that you can love, but you love in a detached way so that their addictions don't kill you.
Right. Well, thank you for your advice. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart.
You're going to be fine. You're going to get through this. Your kids are going to get through this. And just remember, don't ever take your kids to a dry well when they're thirsty. Okay, Mama?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired. Listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. We'll be right back.
Off the rough edges of your day, helping you to relax, unwind, refocus, asking you to unburden your heart if there's something that's tearing at you, something that is weighing heavy on your soul, then let us know and we will try to find a song to not fix anything, but at least to help you unburden your heart for a little bit. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry do there, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
KZST.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
This is Delilah.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I want to dedicate a song to my husband. We've been married going on 20 years. Believe it or not, we only knew each other 2 weeks or less, and we've been married 20 years.
You knew each other 2 weeks when you got married?
Yes.
Wow. And you managed to stick it out.
It wasn't that difficult. We were meant to be. I love you more today than I did 20 years ago.
What's his name?
Rick.
So how old were you, Robin, when you got married?
I have to tell you that.
Yeah. Inquiring minds need to know.
I was 22. Believe it or not, he was supposed to take out a friend of mine. My two friends thought, well, I needed a girl's night out. Well, I really didn't want to go, but I went for a little while. And I wanted to go back home. And my friend said, I'd asked Rick, would you take her home? And he said, sure. And he took me home, but he never went back on the date with her.
He took you home and stayed there.
Well, yes and no. Actually, we rode around. And I mean, we had a nice, long, conversation. We found we had a lot in common. And
so did your girlfriend forgive you for taking her date?
Probably not.
Have you talked to her since?
No.
Well, then she wasn't a very good girlfriend.
Well, no.
If you guys were close friends, you would have certainly talked about it.
Well, he didn't have no ring on his finger.
No, he did not. Fair game.
Fair game.
And I'd say the fact that you're still in love after 20 years proves that you were the one he should have been on the date with.
I really appreciate him because I am blind. He does a little bit of everything. I know I tell him and I show him that I love him, but I just want him to know I really do love him and I really appreciate everything he's done.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me.